Commentator Andre Codrescu is with us in New Orleans this week. He lives here and in Baton Rouge. He sat in the community coffee house on Royal Street in the French Quarter, not far from his home, as he contemplated the fate of his beleaguered, adopted city.
Mardi Gras this year is significant for the locals because it's the beginning of a process of healing. Everybody is freaked out. They span the range of emotions. Every 20 minutes, people go from despair to exaltation and back. And so it's a way to bring everybody together, to make costumes, to express somehow their feelings about what's going on around them, to paint their faces and their floats. And it's for us to figure out if we're still a city or not. We are in a very small part of the city, the sliver by the river, also known as the Isle of Denial, because as soon as you leave the French Quarter and uptown, you're in this vast ruin. Most of the city is in ruins. And even if you don't cross Canal Street and go to neighborhoods that nobody lives in and where there is no electricity or gas, even if you don't do that, you feel the absence. It's psychic. It's a heaviness that's in the air. I mean, we're partying in the middle of a cemetery. Before the storm, not many people uptown or in the French Quarter went to those places that are now devastated, but they were there, and they were full, and you interacted with them whether you knew it or not. Now it's gone, and suddenly you realize how many of those people actually made our lives easier over here in the French Quarter in uptown. Sure, they were poor, but they were the staff. They were the staff of the hotels. They were the people who worked in restaurants. There were people who picked up the garbage. These were the people who made our illusion of civilization essential. We couldn't live without them. And now that it isn't just the empty neighborhoods, but the fact that it's our own carefully maintained lifestyle with the invisible behind the curtains is in danger. If you talk to people for long enough, you'll feel that they're putting the best face on it, and there is a kind of need to be optimistic at all costs, but it's hard to do. It's so much of the city dead around you, and so many of the people clearly not going to return. So what goes on through people's minds when they party for Mardi Gras is extremely complex and contradictory. I think people have to keep in mind several things at the same time. One, that they may be doomed, and another, that life is too short, and then you need to get this enjoyment out of it and say something to yourself and to whoever is watching you.
Andre Codrescu is author of New Orleans, Mon Amour. He'll be with us all week to comment on his adopted hometown.